Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there,
I'll be singing up there,
yes, sir. Find me nowhere. Come on up the glory. I'll be praising up there.
I'll be praising up there.
Hey, it's the same thing. I'm a day long. Going to heaven.
Over yonder.
Over on the other shore.
Over on the other shore.
Way over yonder. Find me nowhere.
Nowhere.
Come on up the glory.
Glory.
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, I will. I hope the Lord is a breeze. I'll be praising up there.
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 Down on my knees, down on my knees, Lord.
I'll be praising up there.
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 Everyone, and welcome to our Morning Words of Encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you. I invite you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Inspiration is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of inspiration will be provided by Brother Roger Jones. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Words of Encouragement. It's once again that God has blessed us to participate in this morning's words of encouragement. We're trusting and praying that all is well with you and yours, and that as you walk this Christian life, that you remember that the grace of God is sufficient. We're in James, the third chapter, verses 3-6, and we concluded on the last broadcast, tongue is a little member that boast great things. We talked about how James used two illustrations, the bridle in the horse's mouth and the rudder that guides and controls the large ship. And James used those illustrations trying to bring the point home that as the bridle is a small instrument and the hem is a, or the rudder is a small instrument, so is the tongue. And it can defile or it can bless the whole body. We also talked about how the tongue has caused great havoc in many areas of our lives. Marriages are destroyed, children are disrupted, friendships are damaged, reputations are ruined, fights break out, injuries are caused, promotions are denied simply because of this little member in our body, which is in the mouth, called the tongue. James wants us to be mindful of the fact that we have to be on guard with our tongues. We need to be careful the words that we use and choose to speak. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31, this was the scripture that I gave on the last broadcast, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor, here it is, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Titus chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul says, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawler, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. James chapter 4, verse 11, James says, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 1 says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. That shepherd boy, the sweet psalmist of Israel, David, penned these words in Psalms 31 and verse number 13. For I've heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. Again, in Psalms 101, verse number 5, whoso privily or secretly slandereth his neighbor, him will I cut off. Him that hath a high look and a proud heart will not I suffer. This is what God said. In Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 18, the wise man Solomon had somewhat to say to this issue. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander is a fool. You remember the cliche, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names may never hurt me. They must not have read what Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 9. A hypocrite with his mouth draweth his neighbor, but through knowledge shall the just be delivered. Jeremiah, that weeping prophet of the Old Testament, in Jeremiah chapter 9 and verse number 4, take ye heed every one of his neighbor. Trust ye not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slander. Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 3, for your hands are defiled with blood, and your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies. Your tongue hath muttered perverseness. And the Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 14 and 15, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up, trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So we see there are a plethora of scripture that speak to the issue that we need to be careful. We must bridle the tongue. We must control the tongue. We must make sure that our speech is seasoned with salt, that it may be grace unto the hearer. In James chapter 3, verses 7 through 12, James began to discuss that the tongue is a restless evil. The tongue is the only creature that cannot be tamed. Verse 7, men have tamed every kind of creature there is, some beasts, birds, serpents, and some creatures of the sea. The tongue cannot be completely tamed, excuse me, by any man. The ideal is completely and fully tamed. Note that the verse says, no man can tame the tongue, but God can. Lehman Strauss says, while no man can tame the tongue, there is one who can. The Lord is no less able to control a lying, blaspheming, slanderous, gossiping tongue than he is to deliver the drunkard from alcohol, the gambler from the game table, the narcotic addict from drugs, or a lustful person from adultery. Matthew Henry, the commentator, he penned these words, no man can tame the tongue without supernatural grace and assistance. The apostle does not intend to represent it as a thing impossible, but as a thing extremely difficult, which therefore will require great watchfulness and pains and prayer. The point is this. No man is able to tame his own tongue, not fully, not completely, not adequately, not enough to please God. Only Christ can control a man's tongue, control it so that it can have enough control to please God. The tongue is unruly, that is, restless, uneasy, unstable, always roaming about. And it is full of deadly poison. It can bless God in one breath and curse men in the next. Men who are made in the image of God know how inconsistent the tongue is. It blesses God, curses men. Imagine, the very same tongue that blesses is the same tongue that curses. How many sit in church on Sunday in worship or at meals blessing God and then turn around on Monday and curse or use foul and off-colored language? It is the same tongue that does both. How restless it is. It is just difficult to hold the tongue still, and when it speaks, it is just as liable to speak some curse word as it is to speak some blessing. I trust and pray that all of us on the call this morning will be mindful of our tongues. My mother used to say that an empty wagon makes a lot of noise. And sometimes when we hear people talk foolishly, that is an indication that it's an empty wagon. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God who art in heaven, it is once again that you have allowed us this most wonderful privilege to study a portion of your word. We ask, Father, that you be with all that are on the call, whatever they're going through. Father, we ask that they will look to thee, the author and the finish of their faith, and realize the promise that you made in your word, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we pray that you will continue to be with this ministry and other ministries of like nature. Be with Brother and Sister Bradshaw. Be with the church in Smyrna, Georgia. Be with each and every speaker that participate, Brother Matlock, myself, Brother Bradshaw, Brother Griffin, Brother Brian Tansel. We ask that you will continue to give us health and strength, right minds, that we may rightly divide the word of truth. that we may hear things that we can apply to our lives and make us better servants in the future than we have been in the past. Be with us as we go through the furtherance of this day. Help us to walk worthy of that vocation wherein you have called us by the gospel to bring glory and honor to your majestic name. And that will be enough. In Christ Jesus' name, we ask it all and give thanks. Amen.